So pleased to have with us now Browns linebacker DaQuell Jackson. DaQuell, how you doing, my friend?
I'm doing fine. How are you?
Doing great. And I know you're excited about this because coming up is the NFL USO Tour. You'll be among several NFL players involved in this. I know a lot of the details for security reasons can't be discussed, but in general, DaQuell, how exciting is this to be a part of this this mission?
Yeah, this is a one-in-a-lifetime opportunity, in my opinion. There's not too often you get a chance to travel and visit the troops and actually get a chance to walk in their shoes for a week and see what goes on.
And that's the thing, and you put it so well, walk in their shoes, see what it's all about. We all, I guess, have an idea if we've not been part of this, and the majority of us haven't, but we obviously read about it. We see it on television. You certainly have your heart there. In your case, you're going to be able to make contact and be around soldiers, men and women, who I think are going to be very pleased to have guys like yourself and other NFL players in their midst.
Yeah, I don't know why they'll be pleased to see us, but we're it all. I'm sure the guys, the group of guys that are going over to be with the troops, the men and women, I think it's just extraordinary. I think it's extraordinary what they're doing for our country and just the ability to – I'm just amazed at it because, honestly, it takes a special person to do something like that, and I'm anxious to meet them and see who these people are. And what they do on a day-to-day basis.
Yeah, and that's the thing, too, is I know how humbling this is for you. We talked about this before off-air and that what this means to you to kind of say thank you and give back. I mean, we all can have those opportunities when we cross paths with soldiers over here, but to be in theater with them, to be overseas, is a whole different experience.
Yeah, it definitely is, and it's something that what we do throughout the season, we acknowledge troops and men and women that have served our country at our various games. And, you know, as you're playing, you really don't get to see who's who, but this chance here, man, I'm just going to soak it all up. Me and the other group of guys, that I think this is a one-in-a-lifetime opportunity. I thank the NFL for putting this group together and actually choosing me to be a part of it because, like I said, this is something that is extra extraordinary, and I'm just excited for the trip. It's going to be a long trip, but I think I'm going to learn a lot, and just to see what goes on from the young men and women from all ages, all walks of life, to be able to meet these people, like you said, it's very humbling, and it's going to be very exciting for me, honestly.
And DaQuell, other players that you know, I'm sure, from other teams, but your own team, Joe Thomas, Alex Mack, who have been part of these tours. I wonder if you've had an opportunity maybe through the years to talk with some of these players that you know and hear about their experiences and maybe wonder what it would be like to do it for yourself, just to compare notes and know what you're kind of getting into.
Yeah, well, they told me prepare for anything. You know, it's definitely out of our comfort zone. You know, not every day that you have to walk around and worry about your safety. I mean, that's why they're doing what they're doing over halfway around the world for our freedom. So it's definitely, you know, you have to be aware. You have to have your antennas up. But at the same time, just the experience of a lifetime. The people that they've met, just speaking with Alex, was unbelievable. The hospitality that you're handed with is unbelievable. They treat you like royalty over there. But again, you know, Alex and I have the same sentiment as far as, you know, I think the world of those guys and women over there. And I can't say it enough. Words cannot express the deep feelings I have for everyone over there.
I think what's going to be really cool is, and of course, you're going to have a lot of NFL fans, they're going to love just having players from any teams there. But you're going to run into, I'm sure, some Browns faithful who really love and root for. I mean, I hear from those people, and they send me notes and letters and want stuff. I can't imagine they have DaQuell Jackson with them. How cool that's going to be for both of you, like you said, to just kind of meet people who are either from Northeast Ohio or just have a rooting interest in the Browns.
Oh, definitely. If I could put a smile on their face and hang out with those guys and girls and just talk football, that's what I would do. You know, I'm making the trip to make their day easier, to make their time pass a little bit better because, you know, as long as they keep sending, you know, people like myself over there, and we can inspire them in any sort of way possible, then I'm up for it. And it's going to be great to talk football. I'm pretty sure there's a ton of Cleveland Browns fans throughout the tour.
Yeah, I know that, and you'll definitely run into them. DeQuell, I think the other thing that'll be nice is, for our sake, on ClevelandBrowns.com and the media assets that we have here, including this show, you're going to have an opportunity to share your experiences. I think one of the very cool things is you'll have a little camera with you to kind of document this thing. I'll bet you're looking forward to putting together a little documentary of your trip.
Yeah, well, it times up perfectly. I'll keep that camera rolling all day long as long as I'm allowed. So I'll do a little bit of commentating on it. I'll try to get some interviews from the other guys involved, other troops involved, and hopefully some Cleveland Browns fans.
There you go. DeQuell Jackson, linebacker for the Browns, joining us here via the Revel Wireless Hotline on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Now, DeQuell, talking some football, lots of changes, as we well know, here in Berea. You've got a new defensive coordinator in Ray Horton. He brings a new defense, a 3-4 scheme, to this club. Just some thoughts about converting to that after spending the last 2 years in Dick Geron's 4-3 scheme.
Yeah, well, changes, you know, not necessarily a bad thing. I had a chance to speak to the head coach and defensive coordinator Ray Horton, and myself and the head coach, we go back from his earlier days here in Cleveland. So I've watched the film. When I was drafted in Cleveland, we started off in the 3-4. So the last 2 years we've been a 4-3. Whether you could say it's a better fit for the players that we have in the building, that's up for discussion. But I've watched this film, and at Arizona, I mean, they got after people. There's an aggressive style of defense that I think fits the guys in that locker room. You have, tough guys, tough, smart guys that want to get after people, and that's what Ray Horton brings. He brings that type of attitude, and it's documented. You know, I went back, I watched the film, and it's on film, and that's the best way to identify with the system that you're going to be playing in. So I'm excited about it. I think we got the guys to get it done. I know Joe Banner and Chud and everyone in that building is gearing up for the draft, and I'm bringing some good free agents to help us get over this hump.
For you specifically, going from middle linebacker in the 4-3 to an inside linebacker in the 3-4, and you've done both as a pro, give me a sense of what the transition, what the difference is like in responsibility and in play and so forth.
Yeah, well, I'll start with the 3-4. That's what I was accustomed to coming out of college. I was under Romeo Crennel. Mm-hmm. But he was more so a traditional 3-4 scheme where both guards are uncovered, from the Mike position and the Will position, both entire linebackers. It's just a little bit more, taxing on your body. But at the end of the day, it's all football. 4-3 is a little bit, to try to put in layman's terms, you're a bit covered up with the three interior guys. Mm-hmm. So you have bigger bodies in front of you in terms of a 4-3. But this system here, running the 3-4, a lot of the times if you watch it throughout the course of a football game, a lot of teams spread you out. So a lot of times it becomes a 4-down. So very rarely would you be in a traditional 3-4 set based on an offensive personnel. But like I said, we're going to be an aggressive bunch. I watched the film. Ray Horton is he stems from that the Steelers tree,
right?
And he definitely has a background. He understands the tradition. I think it's going to be great for our guys to actually be a part of a blitzing style defense. We haven't been a big blitzing style aggressive defense in a long time around here, so I think it's fitting for us.
I know ideally things stay the same and there's continuity. We all know that can tend to breed more success as long as things are working. But You're going through change, and as we said earlier, change isn't always a bad thing to go through. A familiar face like Rob Chudzinski comes into the building. We know about his offensive prowess as a coach. He brings North Turner with him. We mentioned Ray Horton. This is really a good-looking coaching staff when you think in terms of the experience and the credentials that you have. And as you say, there's still some good pieces. I mean, there's a lot of good young pieces that are in place that are now gaining some experience. They'll be adding more players via free agency, via the draft. Do you have a general sense of optimism of where things are going, DeQuell?
Definitely. And you hit the nail on the head. You look at the guys that we brought in to coach these young guys up, because at one point we became overnight one of the oldest teams in the National Football League to one of the youngest teams in the National Football League. So The good thing about this group of guys is they're young and they're like sponges. So if you get the right group of coaches in, starting with North Turner, starting with Ray Horton, and you can go down the line, I think it starts there. And I think it starts from the top, from the owner to the president to the head coach, and it trickles on down. And right now, I have a great sense of pride and hope that we're finally there, and this is a group that we can make the next step with. So we definitely have the coaches. Now it's up to the players to actually put in the time, put in the work, and translate all the work from this point on to spring ball over to the regular season to finally get over this hump so we can bring some winning back to Cleveland.
Yeah, and I know when you get back from your tour and the timing will be pretty close to, I think, around April when that first mini camp is, I'll bet you're looking forward to that chance to really kind of get this thing off the ground.
I can't wait. You know, every year I go into the season thinking this is the year. And I feel like, and I'll say it again, this is the year. I think the head coach, Rob, is doing great work right now and trying to figure out what's best for this team. How to approach this team. I'm excited about it. I've talked to a lot of other guys just about, because I've had some relationship with him in the past. So obviously things have changed. His philosophy has changed a bit, but whatever information I can give to those guys, just to let them know, hey, this is another year, a new opportunity. Let's do what we need to do. Because right now we can't afford to do what we've been doing in the past, which is, to my opinion, hasn't been enough, because we hadn't got to that point to where we're constantly being in the postseason.
Right.
So we can get to that point. There's always still work to do, but up to this point, we have to be together. We have to embrace the new group and start thinking positive.
Well, with your tremendous leadership, I'm optimistic about the future, and I think that's a real key. You're a heart and soul guy, as we all know. And listen, be safe on this tour, and we look forward to your updates.
All right, looking forward to you. Thanks, babe.
All right, he is DeQuell Jackson, linebacker for the Browns, joining us via the Revel Wireless Hotline on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. We've got much more coming up on ESPN 850 WKNR.